So, Hare Krishna, I welcome you affectionately to this second. Thank you very much. Nice, wonderful, wonderful. To this second garland today. No. I welcome you affectionately for this second part of our holy pastimes. I thought before starting to share something with you, which His Holiness Indradumna Maharaj has presented in his very, very excellently researched and presented Vrindavan series. He has described that once the great illustrious Jiva Goswami stepped down the staircase which led to the Govindaji temple, and at the bottom of the staircase he saw a sadhu who was singing this song: Sakhi ho shamaranga dangi deki bikaya gaiva murati surati manghi pagi. And the sadhu continued to sing this song, and as Jiva Goswami listened to it, he could of course understand the language. His attention was arrested and he stayed and listened to the end. The song was, O Sakhi, I have been transformed by the colors of Siam. Others say the Krishna goes out every morning to graze the cows, but I don't know what people are talking, because for me Krishna is always near. I have been transformed by the colors of Syama. Who will listen to me? Who will believe me when I say it is all nonsense? Krishna does not leave in the morning for cow grazing. Krishna is always there. But how can I explain this? I feel like a dumb person who cannot speak, but who tries to explain the taste of gur. Gur is sugar cane. Sugar, yes. When Jiva Goswami heard this song, he was stunned and he said, from where do you have this song? It explains so nicely the moods of devotion. It explains so nicely how the devotee sees Krishna everywhere and nothing separated from Krishna. And the sadhu said, well, I don't really know much about this person, but his name is Gadada Bhat, and he doesn't live in Vrindavan. He lives somewhere else. Acha, said Jiva Goswami. He went home, he took a palm leaf, and he wrote down a verse, just one verse, on the palm leaf. Then he went again out. He met this person who had sung, and he said, why don't you go and find the poet and give him this letter from me? Tell him it's a letter from Jiva Goswami. So two people, not just one, left Vrindavan, and after searching for 1 year they came to a village where one sadhu was just taking a bucket bath. And they said to the sadhu, do you know who's Gadadhar Bhatta? And the sadhu looked at them. He was just covered with a gamsha, all wet. And he said, why do you want to find Gadadhar Bhatta? These two messengers from Vrindavan said, we have a letter from Jiva Goswami. From Jiva Goswami? That famous Jiva Goswami? Yes. The sadhu said, I'm not even finishing my bath. Just give me the letter. I'm Gadadhar Bhatta. So in the letter, when this half-showered person, this great soul who had written this beautiful poetry about Krishna, read the letter, he had an amazing reaction. I don't know, we sometimes get letters and most of the time we are very pleased, maybe, or it's just an informative letter, please come here, meet me here, then we go, okay. But listen to the reaction of this half-based sadhu. When he read the letter, he shouted out, Vrindavan, Vrindavan, I'm coming. He didn't pack anything. He didn't look for a ticket. He didn't look for chapals. I heard he didn't even dress properly. He had a gamsha, tika. And he immediately ran hastily towards Vrindavan. This was the power of this one verse which Shiva Goswami had written. Would you like to know it? But what if you all start running to Vrindavan now? Then it's good. Jai Gopal says it's good. We interrupt the Eastern retreat, no problem. It's good. So here is the letter. Anaratya Radha Padamboja Rinum Anashritya Brindatavim Tatpatankam Asambashya Tatbhava Gambira Chitam Kutasyama Sindhu Rasasyava Gaha. Without worshipping the dust from Sri Radha's lotus feet, how can anyone understand love for Krishna? Without taking shelter of Vrindavan, which bears the footprints of Sri Radha, how can anyone plunge into the nectar ocean of love for Lord Krishna? And without respectfully greeting the great souls whose heart are filled with deep love for Radharani, how will anyone ever taste the nectar of the ocean of love for Krishna? Gadadhar Bhatta had written outside of Vrindavan his poetry. He had written outside, I have been transformed by the colors of Siam. But Jiva Goswami said, you will never understand Siam fully if you don't come to Vrindavan where Radha's footprints are there, and if you don't speak there with the great devotees of Radha. This is how important going to Vrindavan is. So, yes, my dear devotees, we are narrating a very confidential and very humorous and, in fact, very amazing pastime where love shows its true color. We are actually talking about the festival which is the most dear festival for the Vrijbasis who live in Vrindavan. And we hope that by talking about Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan, you will all run to Vrindavan, or at least your attention will go there. At least you will think about this. So, where are we? Where are we? Krishna had heard the helpless cries of Madhu Mangal. Madhu Mangal had gone to the side of the beautiful gopis to arrange for the battle of love, for the holy festival. They had bound him and they had smeared colors all over him. And finally Madhu Mangal had screamed out, "Hey Bhakta Vatsala, friend of your devotees, hey Damoda, O Krishna, please come and save me." And Krishna had sent Subal, his friend. And when Subal came back with Madhu Mangal, he saw both of his intimate devotees were totally mistreated by the gopis. Madhu Mangal was drenched in colors. There was not one clean spot on his body. It was green, blue, yellow, and so on. He looked like a ghost from Patala Loka. And Subal Shaka, who had a natural effulgence like molten gold, how did he look? Half of his face, half, yin yang, was colored black by kajal. So Krishna was very, very concerned. But he was even more concerned when Subal told him that Radha and the gopis wanted to drive him out of Vrindavan. They said, "This Krishna has no right on the land of Vrindavan. It is the property of Radharani. And Radharani is very concerned about the character of Krishna." So Krishna had decided this is enough. He had asked his cowherd boyfriends to bring the big drum. Do you remember the name of this drum? It was a biri drum. It looked like two bathing tubs, so big, and it needed to be beaten by 8 sakas, cowherd boys. Boom, 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 boom. And as they were beating the drum, Krishna marched with his cowherd boys towards the camp of the gopis. The gopis were just getting ready. They gathered their syringes, water guns, you would say in German language, their colors and their flowers. And when Krishna finally arrived, Srimati Radharani took a flower ball, drenched it in chandan, and threw it at the chest of Krishna, who turned very beautiful golden from, because it's a chandan. But he felt also overwhelmed with love, and he was not in the mood to battle or win a battle. So after some turns, Krishna and the Sakas were defeated by Srimati Radharani and her Sakis. They were smeared all over with colors. They had lost all strength to fight, and they ran away from the battlefield of love. At this that moment, everyone in Vrindavan had cheered Srimati Radharani. They had shouted, Nikunyeshwari Srimati Radharani ki! Brishabanu Nandini Radharani ki! Jai! Maharani ki! Jai! Hey Mangi ki! Jai! Vashane Vali ki! Jai! And so on. There's a book, it says, The 1008 Names of Radha. We could one day chant them. Radha was totally disturbed. In this world, when someone wins, he wins. But in Vrindavan, it's the other way around. When someone wins, he loses. And when someone loses, he wins. It's a different reality. It is a reversed reality, the reality. So Krishna was accompanied only by Subal Sakha, Madhu Mangal and Ujjal. He had sent the rest of his Sakhas home. And even to these three, he said, in mock moroseness, this is not real moroseness or sadness, he just plays like this. He says, my dear friends, forgive my offenses. I could not lead you in this battle to victory. Now where I lost my kingdom, I request you to leave me. I'm like a defeated king, O brothers, and my eyes cannot look at you any longer out of shame. Now I need to take shelter in Para Brahman. So as Krishna was saying or announcing that he would be go alone at some place in the forest and meditate about Para Brahma, he smiled. Why did Krishna smile? Well, Para Brahma means the Supreme Brahman, and Brahman has at least four qualities. It is full of bliss. Brahman is omnipresent, all-knowing, and one other quality. I want to find this for you. So, Brahman is first, it's a tattva which cannot be compared to anything else, a truth. It is full of knowledge and omnipresent, but most important, Brahman is full of bliss. So when Krishna said, I meditate now about the Brahman, in his mind he said, I will meditate about Srimati Radharani because she cannot be compared to anyone else. She is everywhere. I look in the forest of Vrindavan and I see her in the leaves and in the trees and in the ground. Paramradha is knowing everything, and most important, he's full of bliss. She is full of bliss. And Krishna said, so I will go in a kunj now and meditate on Para Brahman, on the Supreme Brahman. And what Krishna did is, he went there, sat down in this, it's like a little hut, in the lotus position, and he meditated first about the moon, then about the sun, then about the fire in the sun, and then he placed Srimati Radharani on the lotus of his heart. This is a classical way of meditating, by the way. Meditate about the moon, the sun, the fire in the sun. By that time you have all light in your imagery, no? Everything is filled with inner light, and then you place the desired object of meditation on the lotus of your heart. So, Srimati Radharani was very sad. She said to Vishakha, "Oh Vishakha, Krishna ran away from me. My beloved never leaves me like this. Hopefully my rivals Padma and Shaibya have not taken advantage and brought Syam to Chandravali." Srimati Radharani is so eager to see Krishna that sometimes she curses Brahma and tells him, "Brahma, you made a big mistake. You should have made all the pores in the skin of my body into eyes, so that when one eye closes, the other eye is still open to see Krishna. But because you are a foolish creator, you have not considered this." And then Srimati Radharani thought about Krishna and told Vishakha, "Whenever spring arrived, the supremely attractive lord of my heart went to the mango trees and waited until the fresh buds would turn into blossoms. Then Krishna would take the flowers or blossoms from the mango tree and he would come to me and decorate my hair. And whenever it was Diwali time, Krishna, who loves me so much, would come to me and dress me with a crown and with special ornaments on the cheeks and everywhere. Quickly, Vishakha, prepare my chariot and bring me to the Kunja where Krishna is. Oh, I long for Krishna. In the summertime, when the weather is very warm, Krishna would take me on a swing, and by swinging there would be a fresh breeze created which would cool me. But Krishna would swing so high that I had no choice but to embrace him. This is how much he loved me. But now, in the absence of Krishna, I feel this Vrindavan, which gave me so much pleasure, to be like the desert. In fact, I feel that the river Jamuna, which is filled with cool breezes and warbling swans, has taken to her father's quality. Yamuna Devi is known as Surya Putri, the daughter of the sun, and she has become intolerable harsh, like the rays of the sun in summer when Krishna is absent. My dear devotees, this is love for Krishna. When you feel the absence of Krishna, and nothing, absolutely nothing, not even Netflix, can give you a solution and solve your problems, then you know you're making advancement. So when Vishakha listens to Krishna, to Radharani, she thinks, what the Sakis do, I must do now. Sakis have two very important services. First of all, they take Radharani on an abhisa, that is a love journey, to meet Krishna. Or this other important service is they go to Krishna and take Krishna to meet with Radha. So either they help Radha to meet Krishna or Krishna to meet Radha. That's all they think about. They don't think about their own enjoyment. They think only about the union of the divine couple. So Vishakha now goes out. She knows, I have to find Krishna. I have to bring her back to Radha. And how she does it and how this pastime unfolds is totally beyond our comprehension. We will now, however, make a short little pause and remember and meditate about the the battle of colors. We will have for you a text on the screen. It is from Govinda Thakur, this song, a very, very great poet. He writes, "With beautiful, playful Radha at his left, the dark hero Krishna enjoys pastimes in the springtime, the king of seasons. Every limb is now covered with showers of sandalwood, sandal water, red powder, and fragrant kumkuma. Gazing at Krishna, who's more enchanting than Kamadev, hundreds of teenage gopis are overcome with amorous desires. They sing graceful songs in the festival of Holi. Some bring cloths, some bring necklaces. Their bodies are filled with bliss. Some bring finger rings, some bring flutes. From far away some come, singing the glories of Holi. Gathering together, they play dampas, sarods, pakavachs, and karatas. As they play graceful rhythms, Govinda Das's master, who's the crown of dancers, dances."
Ritu pati viharati nagara shama radha rangini sangini bama. Parimala La la la. Ah.
Vishakha, not being able to tolerate Srimati Radharani's painful pangs of separation from Krishna, goes to search for Krishna. Now, just like she is concerned about Radha, Krishna's friend Subal, who was still with him, the only one who went with him into the forest, is very concerned about Krishna's condition, and he leaves the kunj at the banks of the Yamuna where Krishna sits cross-legged trying to meditate on Radharani. So Subal comes from one direction, Vishakha from another, and as soon as Subal sees the beautiful Vishakha, he says, "Stop, stop, where are you going?" Vishakha smiles and says, "Where are you going? Do you have any idea where Krishna is?" And Subal says, "Do you have any idea where Radha is?" So they come to an equality in discussion and says, "Yes," says Subal, "I know where Krishna is, but he's in a very, very special and precarious condition." Vishakha asks, "Well, tell me about Krishna." Subal says, "How can I describe to you the feelings and the condition of my Sakha? He sits in the dark kunja. But whenever he sees that the rays of the sun fall through the treetops, he thinks maybe it's Radha who has come before the kunja, and he gets up and jumps out, thinking that maybe the light which I saw came from Radha, and Radha is here. But when he sees Radha is not there, he sighs. And he says, hey, Priyaji, hey, Priyaji." Priya means my dear. Then, at other times, Krishna sees a yellow champa creeper winding around a black tamal tree. You can, if you look there, you see a black tamal tree and this golden vine, yes? It's next to the backrest of the Vyasasan, that is a golden champak lata. So when Krishna sees this, he remembers how the yellow colored or golden colored Radha would embrace his dark body. But again, he thinks, oh no, Radha is not here, and he hastily goes back into the kunja, trying to sit down and meditate, but he cannot find any peace in his heart. And then he goes and searches in all four corners of the kunjas for Radha. "Oh," says Vishakha, He's really thinking of Radha. Yes, said Subal. And when the swans from the nearby Jamuna just shake their wings to shake out the water of the Yamuna, it's a particular sound. And Krishna thinks, these are the sounds of the anchor bells of my Radha, who has come to save my life. Vishakha says, okay, where is Syam now? Subal said, come quickly, I lead you to him. And Subal goes through the forest, heads towards the Yamuna, and there is a kunja. Kunja is very difficult to describe. It's like a room, you could say, which is made by trees, which are serving, so to say, as walls of the kunja. And there are kunjas which have a few rooms. There are kunjas which have a veranda from which the divine couple can overlook all of Vrindavan and look up to Govardhan Hill. There are kunjas which are full of fragrant flowers, and usually Radharani decorates the kunjas from inside with pictures, and also their couches, so that the divine couple can engage in their loving pastimes there. So Vishakha brings Subal finally to the kunja and opens the door. And what does Vishakha see? She sees Krishna sitting on the bare ground with folded legs, looking just like a meditator, and he says with a very weak breath, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. Then, as if sensing Vishakha's presence, Syam opens his eyes and sees Vishakha. Oh, Vishakha, you have come. This is a good sign. You are always together with Radha. Do you know where Radha is? And Vishakha, in order to intensify the Leela, says, I have no idea. Krishna says, I do not believe you because you look so blissful. And the only reason for your bliss can be that you know where Radha is. Please, can you do me a favor? And Vishakha knows that Krishna will ask her to bring him to Radha. So Vishakha just interrupts him. It wouldn't make any difference if I knew where Radha is, because I will never bring you to Radharani. Why not? Because you are so unqualified. And Radha is so super qualified. You have killed a woman. But that was Putana, that was a witch. You have killed a woman. And you were even more impious. You killed a bull. But that was a demon who has taken the form of Aristasura. It doesn't matter. Woman killer. In this form, says Vishakha, the form of a butter thief, an ordinary thief, you will never be able to meet my highly qualified Radha. You will have to change your form. And then she whispers one word into Krishna's ear, which makes all the difference. She whispers, Yogi. Take on the form of a yogi. So Krishna says, says, do you think Radha will receive me? Yes, if you come as a powerful, blessing-giving yogi, Radha will certainly receive you in Anna. God says, Krishna, now you please wait outside the kunch. Subal Saka will dress me up as a yogi. So then Subal does his work. He arranges Krishna's hair in a top knot here. Not like Sika. All the hair is up as a top knot. She removes, Subal Saka removes the peacock feather from Krishna's. Then he takes gray ashes and smears it all over Krishna's body. Then he puts a huge red bindu here, a dot, hangs Rudraksha mala around Krishna. You know the Rudraksha mala. And does a tiger skin around him, no dhoti. And says, now, Subal says, let's see if this is good enough. And they call Vishaka in, and Vishaka inspects him, and she goes, whoop! You are a powerful yogi. Please stay in Vrindavan and give your blessing to everyone. And then she laughs. So Vishaka said, now you're all right. Let's try. But my Swamini is very clever. She might see through your disguise. Nah. So underlying this conversation is something which all those who want to relish the pastimes of Braj must understand first. There are five types of happinesses for the eternal associates of Radha and Krishna. The first type of happiness is to have like-minded devotee association. That is also here in this world. When we come together, not just with any devotees, but devotees who share our mood, our devotional aspirations, our secret spiritual goals, we feel just we can open up in this association. Or, you know, when those who love kirtans come together, they feel great happiness. Even from young age, like Padma is just approaching the young ladyhood, but she already has the kirtaniya in her blood, and she wants to be where Surabhi Kunj and where our Jai Gopal and Gokrishna are. It is a certain happiness in like-minded association. The second happiness which those who are close to Krishna enjoy is called Seva Sukha. That is when they do direct service in Radha and Krishna's pastimes. The third type of happiness is when they actually attain the divine couple. And the fourth type of happiness for an associate of Radha and Krishna is to witness the meeting of Radha and Krishna when they were separated. And finally, the fifth type of happiness is when they can see a little bit from the distance without intruding the privacy of the divine couple, when they can see the loving exchange of Radha and Krishna. This is the only joy of the liberated eternal associates of Radha and Krishna. See, we conditioned souls have three types of joy. Our joy is when we are awake, when we satisfy the senses. When we are asleep, our gross body is not awake, then we like to have sweet dreams. Don't we say to each other, pleasant dreams? You know, we like to enjoy in our mental body some mental satisfaction. Maybe we see ourselves as the leader of a new thing like Instagram on Facebook. We dream like this. No Facebook, no internet. You know, we have started and all of a sudden WhatsApp program or whatever, or we see ourselves dancing on the stage before 30,000 people and so on. This is in the dream. But there is a third stage of consciousness. Let me think very hard. It's Sushupti. It's dreamless state. Dreamless state. We all asleep. We all like to go into this because then we are absolutely out. It's better than getting drunk or anything. It's just you're totally out. You don't even notice anything any longer. This is for some the desired state of consciousness. But do you know that there is a fourth level of consciousness? And this means there is a level of happiness that is higher than the happiness you enjoy in the awakened state of consciousness. It's higher than the joy you can enjoy in the dreaming state of consciousness. The level of happiness on the fourth state of consciousness is even higher than when you are in dreamless, totally gone and out sleep. You know, there is a lot of happiness because it said when you are in dreamless sleep, you meet the Paramatma, but not consciously, you meet him unconsciously, which means you're just bathing for some time in the rays which come from his body. And then you wake up and you feel somehow very happy. Do you not know this in the morning when you had a deep sleep? You feel so happy and there are no problems. Why? Because you entered the deep sleep level of consciousness without any dreams. Your physical body was not active, your mental body was not active, and you were bathing in the presence of God, but unconsciously. So you when someone asks you, how are you? Wow, I'm very good. I had a good rest this night. So, but beyond these three types of happiness, there's Turiya. And Turiya, this is the fourth state of consciousness. When this is happens when the soul wakes up even from all these three levels of consciousness and comes into a total different realm of consciousness. That is the spiritual realm where one only wants to serve Radha and Krishna. No other desire is there. No other imagination is there. This is when all the concepts have stopped and you are really in Seva Sukha, in the great happiness of devotional service. So, when Vishakha tells Krishna that he is no match for Radha, he wishes to answer. He had said a few things, but he can't give a proper answer because his lips only tremble and he's unable to express anything. His Pitambara, this is the shawl which Krishna wears, becomes wet from tears because he just heard he is no match for Radha. He so sincerely regrets that Vishakha thinks, I better give up my pretense and my joking. Let's get to the core. And she says, you have a chance. You have a chance. You just disguised that you don't look any longer like Krishna. You look like a yogi. So Krishna goes through the forest of Vrindavan. He hopes that no one will look through his disguise. He looks like a perfect yogi. He goes erect. He looks extremely serious. His hair is very high. There's this ash all over. He looks white with a red dot in the midst. I think you have seen such yogis. They look really impressive. And everyone, left and right from the path, looks at this beautiful yogi who comes. They say, "Wah!" This is what you say in Vrindavan when you are totally surprised. "Wah!" And he comes into the association of the beautiful gopis. And the gopis say, oh, Yogi Maharaj, please stay here with us and bless us. Bless us that we can meet Krishna." Oh, Yogi Maharaj. "You should not leave Vrindavan," says Vishakha. You sit down here." And Chitra immediately brings an asan, but the yogi takes his foot like this and he just removes the asan away and says, "I sit on nobody's asan. I bring my own asan." And he rolls out a deer skin and sits on it. And immediately he goes into some new mantras. He says, "Bum, bum, 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 bum." So Srimati Radharani, from the distance, she's after all extremely shy. She will never go before any man. She looks at this yogi and something on the yogi is not quite right. But she doesn't know. So Lalita also feels we must test this yogi. We must not immediately, innocently believe everything. After all, Krishna is still around here somewhere. So Lalita says, "If you are an all-seeing yogi, then tell me what I'm thinking in my heart." So yogi said, I'm brahmachari. I do not enter the thoughts of ladies. But I will go against all niti here, logic. Because somehow or other, you appear to have devotion in your heart. I will tell you, you are thinking in your heart how you can unite a golden creeper with a dark tamal tree. "How could you see this?" says Lalita. And Radha starts to know who this yogi is. It's no one else than her clever beloved. "I was just thinking like this," said Lalita. "I was thinking how to bring our Radha, the rightful queen of Vrindavan, near to Krishna. So Radha explains, "Lalite, it's not surprising. He has told what was in my heart. There's only one person who knows what is in my heart. And this person..." And she goes to all her sakis. "This one person..." And then all the sakis come home. And they rub their hands. And they... "Oh, Yogi Maharaj," says one Saki, and pulls at the hair. And the hair falls down. Oh, Yogi Maharaj, says another gopi, let us see what is under the ash. And they rub the bindu away. Oh, Yogi Maharaj. And they, by and by, they shave Krishna's hair. They take the Rudraksha. They wipe the bindi. And finally, they pull the kopin. And throw the deerskin on the path, and the kalash, they put the kalash down, and they pour it out, and Krishna says, what is this, you uncivilized ladies? And inside he just laughs and laughs and laughs. You are ferocious. But they just get on him, and they said, oh, king of the scoundrels, try one more mischief and you will see our response. And they pull at his ear, they twitch his thing, and they say, your Bapu, Bapu is a derogative name of father. When I say father to someone, your father, this is very polite, but if I use another word like dein altes Väterchen, if I use things like this, oder dein Alter in North German, then this is a derogative saying. They use foul language, in other words. It's holy. And so on. And as they talk to Krishna, Krishna decides to leave. We will leave here the Katha, because now it really gets intense, holy. But I cannot tell it now, because we need something for tomorrow. So we will end the Katha here. How do you appreciate? Isn't that very colorful, no? Very, very. And you must understand, this is very important, this I cannot stop to say, everything has a hidden meaning in Braj. Everything is different than here. When the devotees in Braj say he's intoxicated, they mean he's in love. When the gopis say he's bewildered, they mean he is, what was it? He's hankering to meet Radha. It is all, they use one language, but the language of love is always different than the language we poor souls in this world speak. Therefore, the Radha Krishna Leela is often kept secret from conditioned souls, because they might make the mistake to equate what they hear with their own shallow experiences, which is done through the senses and the mind. But it is something totally beautiful, and you will see this point tomorrow. God. So please let us end. We will sing. Krishna. Radha Kripa, can you please just come? Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Tell the pujaris they can close the temple a little bit. Hare, Hare. A little louder. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama
Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna,
Krishna,
Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare.
Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Bye. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Krishna
Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama
Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Go! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Jai Vrindavan Radha Jai Jai Radha Jai Jai Vrindavan Radha Jai Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Radha Jai Prabhu Pada Jai Prabhu Pada Prabhu Pada Jira Prabhu Pada Jai Prabhu Pada
Paramahansa Paravaraja Kacharya Ashtatur Satasi Simatisti Vaingre Sila Abe Charanaravinda Shila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaja Shila Bhupada Kide Anand Koti Vaishnavarinda Kide ISKCON Founder Acharya Shila Bhupada Kide Nama Acharya Shila Haridas Thakur Kide Prem Sukho Si Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shyama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Vrindavan Mathura Dham Ki Jai Navadvip Mayapudam Ki Jai Ganga Mai Yamuna Mai Ki Bhakti Devi Tulasi Devi Ki Harinam Sankirtan Ki Yogi Raj Shri Krishna Ki Jai Shrimati Radharani Ki Jai Holy, 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 Holy Ki Jai Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bo All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.